Hello, and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time, January 31st, 2026. Our gospel passage today comes from the writing of St. Mark, where he says, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. Let us cross to the other side. With these simple words, Jesus sets everything in motion. He directs the disciples into a journey they did not initiate, towards a destination they did not define. Across waters they believed they understood, until they suddenly did not. What follows is not merely a storm on the Sea of Galilee, but a revelation of the storms that live within the human heart whenever God leads us into the unfamiliar. The invitation, "Let us cross to the other side," is deliberate. Jesus does not say, "You go," but, "Let us go." He enters the boat with them. He accompanies them into uncertainty. The other side in the gospel is more than geography. It represents a place not yet evangelized, a realm outside the familiar Jewish territory, a movement into spiritual growth that requires leaving comfort behind. So it is with us. God often leads us towards another side in our spiritual lives, a new chapter, a new surrender, a new depth of trust. We do not choose these transitions. God initiates them. And like the disciples, our first impulse is not excitement at the adventure, but anxiety at the unknown. Waves crash, wind howls, water fills the boat. When all is secure, we imagine ourselves faithful, but when our control evaporates, the heart's true disposition emerges. Storms, illnesses, upheaval, relational strain, spiritual dryness do not create fear. They reveal it. They expose our instinct to rely on ourselves, our illusion of being in control, our hidden belief that God might not come through. The disciples, experienced fishermen, were powerless. Their skills could not rescue them. Their knowledge meant nothing. All that remained was their fear and their teacher asleep. This is precisely where Christ allows us to comfort our vulnerability so that we may grow beyond it. Perhaps the most astonishing detail is not the storm, but that Jesus sleeps. Not out of indifference, not because he does not care, not because he is unaware, but because he is at peace. The storm does not disturb him because creation is subject to him. His sleep is a silent homily. If I am with you, you are safe. If I am in your boat, no storm can end your journey. Rest where I rest. Trust where I trust. The disciples interpret his sleep as abandonment. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? But Jesus' sleep is not neglect. It is invitation to a deeper faith that sees beyond the violence of the moment. The disciples cry out, and Jesus responds. He always does. But he also questions them. Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Faith is not the absence of storms. It is the presence of Christ within them. Faith is not lack of emotion. It is refusal to interpret the storm as the final truth. Faith is not never being afraid. It is refusing to let our fear define the meaning of the moment. Their prayer, though imperfect, is real. And Jesus receives it fully. He calms the sea, and when he addresses the hearts that are the true battleground. Quiet, be still. The wind and the sea obey, but the disciples do not. That is often the case. External circumstances may change before internal ones do. Jesus calms the storm around them so he can begin calming the storm within them. Their awe, who then is this, is the necessary beginning of faith. The fear of the storm gives way to the fear of the Lord. No wonder at his power and presence. Jesus told them from the beginning, "Let us cross to the other side." Storms cannot cancel the promise. They can only deepen the meaning of the journey. Every Christian is being led to an other side. Greater trust, deeper surrender, a fuller encounter with Christ, a life less ruled by fear and more defined by faith. The storms do not mean you are off course. They often mean you are precisely where Christ intended you to be. Where is Jesus inviting you to go, to the other side? What unfamiliar territory are you resisting? Where do you feel the water rising? Where does Christ appear silent, asleep? Bring these to him. Tell him honestly, "Lord, I am afraid." Then listen as he whispers back, "Let us go together." Because the one who calls you into the storm is the same one who commands the wind and the sea, and the same one who rests with perfect peace in your boat. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others. And as you go about your day, know of my prayer for you and your well-being. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.